Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Ram Goldar and today Masechas Nazir Daf Nun, the seventh parak Kohen Gadol. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah and Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis taught that a kazayis of netzel, a substance made of decomposed flesh from a corpse, is metame a nazir. Here, Abai asked the Rabba, Yesh netzel behema or ein netzel behema? Is there a rule of netzel for animals or not? Meaning, would decomposed flesh from a nevela continue to convey tumah? Miyamrin gemir netzel da'asim ha'adam, do we say the tradition was learned only regarding netzel from a human corpse, avada'asim behema lo, but not regarding that which comes from an animal, or dima loshna, or there is no difference? The Gemara clarifies this question. According to the opinion that tumah chamura adu ger, stringent tumah such as nevela, which is an avatuma, retains its tumah until it is unfit for human consumption, then it is clear that netzel of nevela would not be able to be matame since it's not fit for human consumption. The inquiry is pertinent according to the opinion that tumah chamura adu kelev, stringent tumah retains its tumah until it is unfit for a dog. The Gemara suggests two proofs and deflects them. Point number two, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, Koa nitzok tahor. Any liquid poured into a container of tamei liquid is tahor, meaning the upper part of the stream and what remains in the upper container is not connected to the atomic liquid below, chutz midvash hazifim v'had sapichis, except for zifite honey and sapichis, a thick batter. Beis Shammai add a type of porridge to this list because its stream springs back to the upper container when one stops pouring it. The especially thick liquids are considered connected to the tamei liquid below and become tamei, as the Gemara will analyze. Rami Bar Chama asked, according to the Tanakhama, yesh nitzuk ochin or ein nitzuk ochin, is there a connection regarding a stream of melted foods or not? The question revolves around which characteristic of the above liquids renders their stream a connection. Miyamrin mishum de espa hu riri, do we say it's because they have strands which are drawn back into the upper container when he ceases pouring? Bahani lespa hu riri, whereas these melted foods do not have strands and thus would not be considered connected. Odim mishum de samichin hu, or perhaps it's because they are thick, and these melted foods are also thick. The question is not resolved. And pointing with you, the Mishnah taught that a nazir must shave after contracting tumah from a mali tarvid rekav, a ladleful of corpse dust. The Gemara here seeks to define the shear, since the size of the ladle is not given. Chizkiah says, mali pieces a yad, a palmful, excluding the fingers. Rabbi Yochanan says, mali chafnav, a handful. The Gemara quotes a brisa which Rabbi Meir describes this shear. Yeshna me'ikra etzbos lamala, it's from the base of the fingers and upwards, which the Gemara understands to mean out towards the fingertips. The Chachamim say a handful. It emerges then that Rabbi Yochanan is following the opinion of the Chachamim, but Chizkiah does not hold like either opinion. The Gemara first answers that his measure of a palmful is identical to the volume of Rabbi Meir's shear. Rav Shimon bar Ada told Rav Papa that Rabbi Meir's shear can be interpreted as from the base of the fingers and upwards towards the wrist, meaning the palm itself, exactly like Chizkiah said. So once again, the three points are number one. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis taught that a kazayis of netzel, a substance made of decomposed flesh from a corpse, is matamei a nazir. Here, Abai asked the Rabba, yesh netzel behema or ein netzel behema? Is there a rule of netzel for animals or not? Meaning, would decomposed flesh from a nevela continue to convey tumah? Miyamrin gemir netzel da'asim ha'adam, do we say the tradition was learned only regarding netzel from a human corpse, avada'asim behema lo, but not regarding that which comes from an animal? Or dima loshna, or there is no difference. The Gemara clarifies this question. According to the opinion that tumah chamura adu ger, stringent tumah such as nevela, which is an avatuma, retains its tumah until it is unfit for human consumption, then it is clear that netzel of nevela would not be able to be matame since it's not fit for human consumption. The inquiry is pertinent according to the opinion that tumah chamura adu kelev, stringent tumah retains its tumah until it is unfit for a dog. The Gemara suggests two proofs and deflects them. Point number two, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, Koa nitzok tahor. Any liquid poured into a container of tamei liquid is tahor, meaning the upper part of the stream and what remains in the upper container is not connected to the atomic liquid below, chutz midvash hazifim v'had sapichis, except for zifite honey and sapichis, a thick batter. Beis Shammai add a type of porridge to this list because its stream springs back to the upper container when one stops pouring it. The especially thick liquids are considered connected to the tamei liquid below and become tamei, as the Gemara will analyze. Rami Bar Chama asked, according to the Tanakhama, yesh nitzukul ochin or ein nitzukul ochin, is there a connection regarding a stream of melted foods or not? The question revolves around which characteristic of the above liquids renders their stream a connection. Miyamrin mishum de espa hu riri, do we say it's because they have strands which are drawn back into the upper container when he ceases pouring? Bahani lespa hu riri, whereas these melted foods do not have strands and thus would not be considered connected. Odim mishum de samichin hu, or perhaps it's because they are thick, and these melted foods are also thick. The question is not resolved. And pointing with you, the Mishnah taught that a Nazir Mashev after contracting Tumah from a Mali Tarvid Rekav, a ladleful of corpse dust. The Gemara here seeks to define the shear since the size of the ladle is not given. Chizkiah says Mali pieces a yad, a palmful, excluding the fingers. Rabbi Yochanan says Mali Chafnav, a handful. The Gemara quotes a brisa in which Rabbi Meir describes this shear. Yeshna me'ikra etzbos lamala. It's from the base of the fingers and upwards, which the Gemara understands to mean out towards the fingertips. The Chachamim say a handful. It emerges then that Rabbi Yochanan is following the opinion of the Chachamim, but Chizkiah does not hold like either opinion. The Gemara first answers that his measure of a palmful is identical to the volume of Rabbi Meir's shear. Rav Shimon bar Ada told Rav Papa that Rabbi Meir's shear can be interpreted as from the base of the fingers and upwards towards the wrist, meaning the palm itself, exactly like Chizkiah said. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Nun, and our standard Siman is a non-stop flight, So here goes. The Nazir on the hairy non-stop flight getting queasy from the netzel box of smelly decomposed animal flesh placed on the seat in front of him got a fright when he noticed that the steward pouring slow-moving Zephite honey into a Tame teacup had a ladleful of corpse dust in the palm of his other hand. Once again, it's slow motion. The Nazir on the hairy non-stop flight, that must be more Daf Nun. The Nazir on the hairy non-stop flight getting queasy from the netzel box of smelly decomposed animal flesh placed on the seat in front of him, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Memtes Amabes had taught that a kazayis of netzel, a substance made of decomposed flesh from a corpse, is matame a Nazir. Here Abai asked Rava, yesh netzel behema or ein netzel behema? Is there a rule of netzel for animals or not? Meaning, would decomposed flesh from a nevela continue to convey tuma? So the Nazir on the hairy non-stop flight getting queasy from the netzel box of smelly decomposed animal flesh placed on the seat in front of him got a fright when he noticed that the steward pouring slow-moving Zevite honey into a tame teacup, which reminds us, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, koa nitzok tahor, any liquid poured into a container of tame liquid is tahor, meaning the upper part of the stream and what remains in the upper container is not connected to the tame liquid below, chutz medvash hazifim batzapichis, except for zifite honey and sapichis, a thick batter. Beis Shammai add a type of porridge to this list. Rami Bar Chama asked, according to the Tanakhama, yesh nitzokel ochin or ein nitzokel ochin? Is there a connection regarding a stream of melted foods or not? So the Nazir on the hairy non-stop flight getting queasy from the netzel box of smelly decomposed animal flesh placed on the seat in front of him got a fright when he noticed the steward pouring slow-moving Zephite honey into a tame teacup had a ladleful of corpse dust in the palm of his other hand. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that a Nazir must shave after contracting Tumah from a Mali Tarvid Rekav, a ladleful of corpse dust. The Gemara seeks to define the shear since the size of the ladle is not given. Chizkiah says, Mali pieces a yad, it's a palmful, excluding the fingers. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mali chafnav, a handful. So once again. The Nazir on the hairy non-stop flight getting queasy from the netzel box of smelly decomposed animal flesh placed on the seat in front of him got a fright when he noticed that the steward pouring slow-moving Zephite honey into a tame teacup had a ladleful of corpse dust in the palm of his other hand. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazar. Daf mem vav. So the simmer daf mem vav is a cow because cows go moo. So here goes. The former Nazir drinking wine while sitting on his hairy cow, that must mean we're on daf mem vav. Moo. The former Nazir drinking wine while sitting on his hairy cow inside a cemetery celebrating the end of his Naziris since the blood from one of his karbanos was sprinkled, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that after the shlamim is cooked and the foreleg is waved, the Nazir becomes permitted to drink wine and become tummy from the dead. Rabbi Shimon says, Kevin Shinizrakal of Echom and Adamim, once the blood of one of the karbanos was sprinkled for him, Hutru HaNazir Lishtos Beyan Litamul Amesim, the Nazir is permitted to drink wine and become tummy to the dead. In a brisa, Rabbi Eliezer says, the pasuk states, "Va'achar yishteh ha-nazir yayin." Afterwards, the nazir may drink wine. Achra ma'isim kulan. This means after all the activities are performed. So the former nazir drinking wine while sitting on his hairy cow inside a cemetery, celebrating the end of his naziris, since the blood from one of his karbanos was sprinkled, got double bad news when he was told that since tanufa wasn't done, he wasn't released from any of the nazir prohibitions, which reminds us, Rav says, tanufa benazir ma'akevas, the waving procedure of a nazir prevents the release of the prohibitions if it's not performed. The Gemara explains that this was said according to Rabbi Eliezer, who said, all activities are required. The Chiddush is that one might have thought Kevin Dilinian Kapar Shiari Mitzahi. Since regarding atonement of other karbanas, the tenufa is merely a residual part of the mitzvah and not critical. Hachanamin Gotiakev, here too, is not critical to the nazir's permit, so Rav taught otherwise. So, the former nazir drinking wine while sitting on his hairy cow inside a cemetery, celebrating the end of his naziris, since the blood from one of his karbanas was sprinkled, got double bad news when he was told that since tenufa wasn't done, he wasn't released from any of the nazir prohibitions, and that he must regrow his hair since he shaved on a karban where the blood became tameh before Zerika, which reminds us the next mishnah discusses the status of shaving when a karban is invalid. Daf Mem Zayin. So the simmer Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. The Kohen Gadol and the hairy maze, that must mirror on Daf Mem Zayin. The Kohen Gadol and the hairy maze who rushed ahead of the Nazir, who was delayed dealing with a maze mitzvah, which reminds us. The seventh parak begins, Kohen Gadol and Nazir ein mitamim krovein. A Kohen Gadol and a Nazir cannot become tamei for their deceased relatives, in contrast to a Kohen Hedyot, a mitamim l'meis mitzvah, but they may become tamei for a corpse with no one else to bury it. If a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir were alone and found a maze mitzvah, it's a malchokas Rabbi Yezu and the Chachamim who should become tamei first. So, the Kohen Gadol and the hairy maze who rushed ahead of the Nazir, who was delayed dealing with a maze mitzvah, got stuck behind two Kohanim Gadolim, one on Meshuach, Meshem, and Mishcha, and another who was in Meruba Bagadim, debating who should deal with another maze mitzvah, which reminds us. The Gemara presents three cases dealing with types of Kohen Gadol, and teaches which should become Tamei based on the relative Kedusha. The first case is between a Meshuach, Meshem, and Mishcha, and a Meruba Bagadim, a Kohen Gadol anointed with the anointing oil, and one invested only through the extra clothing. In this case, the one anointed with oil is greater, and the other should become Tamei, because the anointed one has the halach of a Kohen Gadol that he brings a par Kohen Mashiach, a bull for transgressing an Issacharis based on his mistaken ruling, instead of an ordinary chattas of a female sheep, and a Meruba Bagadim does not. So, the Kohen Gadol and the hairy maze who rushed ahead of the Nazir, who was delayed dealing with a maze mitzvah, got stuck behind two Kohanim Gadolim, one a Meshuach, Meshem, and a Mishcha, and another was a Meruba Bagadim, debating who should deal with another maze mitzvah. As a Meshuach, Mochama, and Skan Kohen Gadol were racing to the end to see who was greater, which reminds us. The Gemara inquires, Meshuach Mocham Uskan Heimenehu Adif, between a Kohen Gadol anointed for war and a deputy Kohen Gadol, which of them is greater? Meshuach Mocham Adif Dechazgul Mocham, do we say that the one anointed for war is greater because he's fit for war, as the Gemara will explain, or Dilma Skan Adif Dechazgul Avoda, or perhaps the Skan is greater because he's fit for Avoda as a substitute for the Kohen Gadol when needed? Daf Mem Ches, so the similar Daf Mem Ches is a brainiac. So here goes. The hairy brainiac, that must be more in Daf Memches. The hairy brainiac Nazir who got a migraine, trying to compute why his mother told him he could become Tamei from Tzaraas, which reminds us, we learn from Gezer Shava with the word Kli'imo, that just as a Nazir, the Tumah of Tzaraas and Ziva are permitted, so too by Kohen Gadol. So the hairy brainiac Nazir who got a migraine, trying to compute why his mother told him he could become Tamei from Tzaraas, while his brother taught him that if he was a Kohen Gadol, he could become Tamei for a Meis Mitzvah, which reminds us, Rabbi Akiva darshans from the word La'achiv, that even one who is both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir becomes Tamei for a Meis Mitzvah. So the hairy brainiac Nazir who got a migraine trying to compute why his mother told him he could become Tamei from Tzaraas, while his brother taught him that if he was a Kohen Gadol, he could become Tamei for a Meis Mitzvah, called his neurologist in a panic when his sister said he should even stop for a Meis Mitzvah on his way to Shechtes Pesach and circumcise his son, which reminds us. Abraisa explains that the word Ulachoso, and for his sister, written by Nazir teaches that if one was going to Shechtes Pesach or circumcise his son and he heard that a relative died, he could not become Tamei for them because these mitzvahs, which are punishable by Karis, are more severe than the mitzvah to bury his relatives. The Torah writes Ulachoso to qualify this law. Only for his sister he does not become Tamei while on the way to perform these mitzvahs, but for a Meis Mitzvah he does become Tamei even at the expense of Pesach or Mila. Daf Mem Tes. So the simmer Daf Mem Tes relates to meat, and we use a butcher. So here goes. The hairy butcher, that must be more on Daf Mem Tes. The hairy butcher preparing meat for the father and mother of the Kohen Gadol Nazir, who became Tamei for a Meis Mitzvah, which reminds us, the Gemara said, since Rabbi Akiva derives from La'achiv, that even a Kohen Gadol was a Nazir becomes Tamei for a Meis Mitzvah, and certainly a Kohen Hedyot, why did the Torah need to write La'aviv Le'imo by Kohen Gadol? And answers that if the Torah had written his father, I might say the reason it cannot become Tamei for him, Mishum de Chazak Ba'amu, because it's only a presumption that he truly is his father that cannot be established with certainty. But his mother, whom we know for certain gave birth to him, he could become Tamei for her. And if the Torah had only written his mother, I might say he cannot become Tamei for her because his Yichus does not follow hers. But perhaps he could become Tamei for his father, whose Yichus he follows. So the hairy butcher preparing meat for the father and mother of the Kohen Gadol Nazir, who became tummy for a mace mitzvah, told them to be careful not to step on any of the 10 forms of corpse tuma strewn on the street. Which reminds us, the next mission states, Ha'eo tumas anazim agalech, for the following tumas anazim ashev, and lists 10 sources of corpse tuma. So the hairy butcher preparing meat for the father and mother of the Kohen Gadol Nazir, who became tummy for a mace mitzvah, told them to be careful not to step on any of the 10 forms of corpse tuma strewn on the street, and not let the confrontational apprentice of a competitor who was banging on the door get in. Which reminds us, the Gemara relates that after Rabbi Meir passed away, Rabbi Yehuda told his Talmidim, Rabbi Meir's Talmidim are not to enter here, because they are confronting him, because they are confrontational, and they do not come to learn Torah, rather to undermine me with halachos. Sumchus, the Talmud of Rabbi Meir, pushed his way in and challenged him by telling him how Rabbi Meir had taught the Mishnah. Alright, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which chapter when the Rabbi Kiva darshens in the word la'achiv in the pasuk that even one who was both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir becomes tamei for a meis mitzvah? That's on Daf Memches. Good. Number 2. Which chapter when a Kohen Gadol who is a merubah bagadim should become tamei before a meshuach b'shemen ha'mishcha? That's on Daf Mem Zayin. Good. Number 3. Which daf does the Gemara discuss if there is netzel for animals? That's on Daf None. Good number four. Which stuff do we discuss? Why we need la'aviv la'imo in the pasuk by Kohen Gadol? That's on Daf Memtes. Good number 5. Which of when any liquid poured into a container of tamei liquid is tahor and is not connected to the tamei liquid below except for zifite honey and sapichis? That's on Daf None. Good number 6. Which stuff do we learn 10 sources of corpse tuma that require a nazir to shave? That's on Daf Memtes. Good number 7. Which of you learned that Tanufa Benazir Ma'akevis, the waving procedure of a Nazir, prevents the release of the prohibitions if it's not performed? That's on Daf Memvav. Good number 8. Which of you the incident of Simkus, Rabbi Meir's Talmud, who pushed his way in against Rabbi Huda's instruction? That's on Daf Memtes. Good number 9. Which Daf do we have a Machogs regarding the shear for a Mali Tarvad Rekev, a ladleful of corpse dust? That's on Daf None. Good. Number 10. Which daf does the Mishnah list the various chumras by each of the 3 isurim of a nazir? That's on Daf Mem Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.